This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Criminal Court says it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. The court said in a statement that Putin is allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population and that of unlawful transfer of population from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. It also issued a warrant Friday for the Commissioner for Children's Rights in Putin's office on similar allegations. Any possible trial of Russians at the ICC remains a long way off. Moscow doesn't recognize the court's jurisdiction or extradite its nationals. Here's what U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby had to say about the decision.
All I can tell you is President Biden has made it clear that we're going to help international bodies that are, including Ukrainian authorities, that are collecting evidence and preparing to analyze that evidence for appropriate adjudication in the future.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey says his government will move forward with ratifying Finland's NATO application, paving the way for the country to join the military bloc ahead of Sweden. The breakthrough came as Finnish President Sauli Niinisto was in Ankara on Friday to meet with Erdogan. Both Finland and Sweden applied to become NATO members 10 months ago in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, abandoning decades of non-alignment. Erdogan suggested Wednesday that his country might take up Finland's accession following Niinisto's trip. NATO requires the unanimous approval of its 30 existing members to expand, and Turkey and Hungary have so far failed to ratify the accession of their Nordic neighbors. Slovakia on Friday approved a plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets. It's the second NATO country following Poland to do so. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is the first top U.S. diplomat to visit Niger, as the West African country has emerged as a crucial security base for Western countries seeking to counter terrorist groups in the Sahel region. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sane.
Terrorist organizations like Boko Haram and Islamic State and branches of Al-Qaeda continue to pose a threat to Niger and governments across sub-Saharan Africa. In a joint news conference with his Nigerian counterpart in Niamey, Blinken announced nearly $150 million in humanitarian assistance to help meet the tremendous need in Western and Central Africa and the Sahel created by regional instability.
We are also supporting investments in the long-term security of Niger. Investments that you heard the minister refer to help make Niger's law enforcement more effective in combating terrorism, strengthening border security, enhancing counter-narcotics capacity, stemming trafficking, helping to investigate, prosecute, and ultimately reduce terrorism, violent extremism.
Cindy Sane, VOA News.
SVB Financial Group, no longer the parent country of Silicon Valley Bank since the bank's seizure last week, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Silicon Valley Bank is now being run under the jurisdiction of the FDC as a so-called bridge bank, and is not part of today's Chapter 11 filing by SVB Financial Group. SVB Capital, a venture capital and private credit fund platform, and SVB Securities, a regulated broker-dealer, are also not part of the bankruptcy. But the financial group, along with its CEO and chief financial officer, are the targets of a class action lawsuit that claims the company didn't disclose the risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. In a statement, restructuring officer William Costuros wrote, "The Chapter 11 process will allow the group to preserve value as it evaluates strategic alternatives for its prized businesses and assets." I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden hosted the Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar on Friday. It's part of the long-standing White House tradition of St. Patrick's Day celebrations of Irish culture in the United States. Biden referenced his own Irish heritage in his remarks, saying it's a big day in his own family's household. He said Ireland and the United States share great friendship and long traditions. Varadkar says he's looking forward to Biden visiting Ireland.
I promise you that we're going to roll out the red carpet, and it's going to be a visit like no other. Everyone's excited about it already.
Varadkar thanked Biden for his support and understanding for Ireland's position on Brexit. Ireland fought hard to keep borders with Northern Ireland, which is a part of the UK, open after the exit of the UK from the EU. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.